Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. There is tremendous power available to us in God's Word. Do you make use of this power in your life? How important is God's Word to you? The Bible is essential for knowing God and His will for our lives. And from Genesis to Revelation, God reveals His mind and heart. The Bible is God's Word, yet many people rarely read it and are aware of the truths found in it. In fact, the only time many people are exposed to the Word is when they hear their pastor's sermons. But you should be engaged in the spiritual discipline of Bible reading and studying on a regular basis. Daily Bible reading is an excellent habit that can benefit every Christian in many ways. In today's message, titled, Commit to the Word of God, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to commit yourself to the pursuit of God through His Word. Let's join in.
Christ revealed the book He read during His time on this earth, and He recommended it to us. To move to a higher level in your Christian life, you must commit yourself to the Word of God, which is the Bible. The Bible is the revelation of God. That was the book Christ Jesus read during His time on this earth, and He has recommended that book to you and me. Listen to what He said when the devil tempted Him. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Recorded in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus Christ said again to the devil, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, when the Jews approached Him about divorce, He said, "Have you not read that He who made them at the beginning made them male and female?" So Christ was expecting us to read His word. He said, "Have you not read that He who made them at the beginning made them male and female?" You see, he said, what God has put together, no one can put asunder. That's in Matthew chapter 19, verse 4. Again, when He saw the people using the temple as a marketplace, He said, "It is written, my house will be house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." You see? So God wants us to commit to His word. Of course, when Jesus said, "Have you not read?" to His hearers, to His listeners, to the audience, they didn't have what we have today. They didn't have it all wrapped up in fine leather like we see in normal Bible in this day and age. They didn't have index and maps and concordance at the back of the Bible and all the other things that we see with a copy of the Bible today. They didn't have that. But this book is a divine revelation of God, given by God. Can you name me any aspect of your life that's not included in the Bible? I ask you this question. Everything you want to know about your life is in the Bible. I can assure you that. And Christ recommends it to us. If every aspect of my life is included in the Bible, then every decision I make should be filtered through the principles of God, which can be found in the Bible. That keeps us on track, you know? That keeps us on God's path. That moves us to higher dimension in life. And that's what we should do. We should commit ourselves to the Bible. There isn't anything about your life that God hasn't spoken about. I'm telling you, my friend, that He hasn't given direction about, that He doesn't have some laws to protect you from destroying and ruining your life. For example, if you want to live longer, the Bible says, "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Recorded in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Again, the Bible says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise." And what's the promise? The promise is so that it may be well, it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth. That is in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." That's what fathers are responsible for. Not to provoke their children, but to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. But sadly, some children think you are abusing them when you are training them and instructing them in the Lord. When you are going the wrong way, the Bible warns you, don't go there, don't try that, don't build that relationship. So every aspect of life is in the Bible. The word of God is truth. The Bible says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. That's what Jesus said. The word of God is spirit and it is life. He said again that it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. I just want to encourage you to commit yourself to the word of God. If you want to prosper, the Bible says this book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Joshua 1:8. If you want to be blessed, the Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah. So every aspect of life is in the Bible. Let us commit ourselves to the Bible. To move to a higher level in your Christian walk, you must be committed to God's word. Do you read your Bible consistently? Let me ask you that. Do you hear what God has to say to you personally through the scripture? There is a link between our love for God and our love for His Word. There's a link between them. There is a link between our growth in Christianity and our love for the Word of God. There is a link between moving into a greater dimension and our love for the Word of God. It's important to let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Amen. We need to read and study the various books of the Bible and return to them again and again until the end of our time on this earth. That means until we go to be with the Lord. You become a regular reader. That's how we commit ourselves to the Bible, which means you are frequently rereading the same texts. Each time you read and reread them, you get a growing sense of excitement and revelation of God Himself. You know, this book is a divine revelation of God Himself. Revelation is what God gives to mankind that you cannot get it any other way. So for me, every single time, and I know it's also the same for some of you listening to me, every single time I read the Bible, every single time I teach it, every single time I preach it, I find something new in it. I find some new joy and exhortation in the Word of God. So the biggest question is, are you committed to the book? Are you committed to the Word of God? Are you committed to the Bible? It's about your attitude towards the Scriptures. Do you believe in and have an unwavering faith in the Bible? Is that so with you? God's word is so powerful. It illuminates our minds. That means it enables us to see and comprehend rightly. It enables us to understand what we are reading. As you allow God's word into your heart through diligent study, constant meditation, and applying it to your life, you will move to a higher level in your walk with God. You will move to a new dimension, divine dimension, I mean. The Bible says the entrance of your word illuminates my mind. Illumination is what the Holy Spirit does to us when we open the word of God. Every one of you has the Holy Spirit in him or her in order to illumine your mind so that you will be able to understand what you are reading. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 130 that the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. My friend, make sure you commit yourself to the Bible because it talks about every aspect of life. The Bible is the inspired word of God. Inspiration is what the Holy Spirit did when he spoke to the writers of the Bible. But you see, skeptical readers go into the word of God expecting an unreliable narration so they can question the writer's claims and evaluate the Bible's validity. But then they find themselves in a book that shifts their thinking. All the people who criticize the Bible have never settled what the word of God is. They say, I am going to read the Bible and find out whether it's true or not. Surely you will find out that it's true if you study it. Surprisingly, there are people who say, I don't believe the Bible. And when you ask them, have you read it? No, I don't believe it. Nobody who is honest will ever turn down the word of God and say it's not true, not having read it. And that's what they do. They have not read the Bible and they say, I don't believe it. It doesn't make sense at all. You know their problem. The real problem is they are afraid if they start reading, they might believe it. And all of us know that's exactly what's going to happen to you. If you have got doubts, your doubts are based on ignorance, not error in the word of God. The interesting thing is all through these years, the more we found out all the manuscripts and all the discoveries, there hasn't been anything that violates one single doctrine or one single truth of the word of God. Incredible. It's a miraculous book. It transforms lives. If this is a book that contains myths and some truth mixed with error, they will never have the assurance God intends. If it's a book that contains errors, they will always hinder your witness. Can you imagine someone leading you to Jesus and giving you a book which is full of error? No. Every Christian should commit to the Bible. They should commit to the Word of God. We should hold on tight to the Word of God, fully convinced. Never give up. Never waver in our faith of what this book is. The reason the Bible is different from any book is because it's the divine revelation of God. I just find it to be such a unique and compelling book, and it really inspires me because it's an inspired word of God. Hallelujah. What separates this book from all other books is the unfolding truth about God given to us by God. The Bible is the story of God's redeeming love from Genesis to Revelation. That's all it's about. God's redeeming love is all contained in the Bible. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then even the Bible will not be useful to you. But the Bible is spirit and life. Now is the time to receive Him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.